Welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the weekly podcast that's all about the issues of aging. Who's going to take care of me? Who's going to take care of mom and dad? How do we make sense out of all of this? How do we have a happy ending to a life story? How do we make wise decisions? How do we pick where we're going to be? How do we do all the things that come with dealing with the issues of aging? I'm your host, Bob Scrivano. Thank you so much for joining me right here on Assets and Aging. I don't know how many episodes we've now done, but it's a lot. It's years worth. Make sure you take a look at my website. Make sure you sign up for one of the members-only services because just fool around in my website for a while and my homepage and take a look at all that's available to you if you really want to be prepared for the issues of aging. Make sure you look at the membership sites. Make sure you look at the opportunities there. And my archived podcasts, my archived radio shows, my blogs, all the things that are available to help you be better equipped to take care of someone who's ill, someone who's failing, someone who can't help themselves. How are you going to help them? Today's topic is entitled, It Happens Every Day. By the way, a couple things I forgot to tell you. Remember, I'm not an attorney. I don't practice law. I don't give legal advice. If you want legal advice, you should consult an attorney. I have a legal document assistant license recorded in Sacramento County, California. And everything we talk about here is my opinion only and should never be taken as any form of legal, tax, or financial advice. It is my opinion only. Sometimes quite a good opinion, as I've been doing this for 30 years, but nevertheless, it's my opinion only. So again, the title of the podcast is It Happens Every Day. And it does happen every day. What I'm going to tell you happens every day. I get a phone call, I get a whatever. So today I want to just tell you about two events. One is a spouse went into the hospital. The spouse is under 65 years old, which means they don't qualify for Medicare. So they went into the hospital. They were not admitted. They were there under observation. And then they transferred to a rehab facility, and they didn't have insurance. They didn't have other things, and so the hospital said, "Well, we'll apply for Medi-Cal for you. We're going to apply for Medi-Cal." And everybody said, well, okay, that's great. And they didn't think they would qualify for Medi-Cal, but, you know, they applied for Medi-Cal. And then the hospital started saying, well, now that we've applied for Medi-Cal, we need income and asset numbers. And they, you know, they knew that anyhow, make a long story short, they're not going to qualify for Medi-Cal. I could help them, and I could help make it better, but I, you know, they're not going to qualify for Medi-Cal. And right now, the family is holding $80,000 worth of hospital bills and rehab center bills. Now, you tell me if you think this is going to end well. Now, the good news is I can help them because the month isn't over. But what I was told at the end of the phone call was they would have to talk to the family. And they would have to decide what they want to do while they're staring an $80,000 hospital bill in the face. It's always, you know, can I help? Yes. Could I make the bill better? Yes. Could I take care of the Medi-Cal issue? Yes. Let us think about this and let us get back to you. I haven't heard from them as of the time I'm doing this podcast. The second one was a couple walked in. And one of the people has dementia. Clearly, dementia. And the other person is kind of frail. They're older. And we start talking, and they're trying to figure out what to do. Because right now, when the well spouse has to go out and run errands or go to the doctor, they have to leave the ill spouse alone. They're home alone. I don't know about you, but that generally is not a really good idea and not something that necessarily is going to end well. So we're talking, and again, they bring me what they have, and I look at all of that, and I say, well, here's some options. And we go through the options. We talk about getting a caregiver in, and we talk about maybe independent living and maybe assisted living and maybe those kinds of things. We're not even talking about a nursing home yet. And every single one of the ideas the ill spouse doesn't like. Now remember, this is the spouse with dementia. And so I go through all of them and I go, well, what do we think? And the well spouse says, well, you know, my spouse here doesn't like this, and oh, by the way, I have some memory problems myself. And I sat there in my chair and they went home to think about it. I asked them if they would come back with one of the children, and they said they would, so we'll wait and see if that happens. But do you think either one of these situations is going to end well? And the real issue here is it's probably not, because they really don't want to deal with how bad the situation is. And in both cases, the situation is not good. It's just not good. So who in your family is not good? When you listen to these, is this happening in your family? Are there people that are falling apart? Are there people that are, I can help? Or you can wait until tomorrow, or you can help today. All you have to do is pick right there on my website or my homepage where you're listening to this show, this podcast, is my phone number. Is my email address, is my contact information. You can take a look at all of that and you can contact me today and say, you know, we don't want to risk tomorrow. We know things aren't going to get better with whoever it is you're thinking about in your heart and head, but we know it's not going to get better. So maybe we ought to come talk to you today. Take advantage of my service. Take advantage of my 30 years of experience. Take advantage of all of this. And again, check out the membership sites, the membership-only sites on my webpage. In a lot of cases, I can help you directly. Give me a call today. Send me an email. But make sure that you're prepared when one of these situations comes up, so that, again, when I say it happens every day, it happens every day. Don't be just another story. Be someone that actually made a difference in the life of a loved one, a family member, somebody you care about and love. Take the steps you need to take positive steps and make a difference. Thanks for joining me. Make sure you listen to my radio shows, read my blogs, and go to the members only section, sign up. And you're going to get so much for a small fee every month. You're not going to believe it. If you want to always be informed, make sure you're a member of Assets and Aging. Thanks so much for joining me. We will see you here again next week or at my upcoming workshop on June the 1st. You can sign up for the workshop right here on the website or call me. But don't miss my next workshop on Saturday, June the 1st. It's free. And you'll be better off because you came. See you next week right here on Assets and Aging, Affording the Future.